The current Congress has been in session for just 6 months now, but party strategists are already looking forward to November of 2018. Democrats are trying to capture a few seats in New Jersey and New York, and so far these challengers are proving they can bring in some good amount of cash. Joining us now by Skype is WNYC's Washington correspondent, John O'Connor. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So what race is jumping out to you the most?
It's New York Congressional District 19 in the Northern Hudson Valley. Last year, this was an open seat and one of the most expensive House races in the country. Republican John Faso won, and the 2018 race is rated a toss-up. So far, there's seven Democrats who've said they're running, and they have raised more than $1.8 million combined. Most of that has been raised by two people. Brian Flynn owns a company that makes medical products, and Antonio Delgado is an attorney. Flynn and Delgado have each raised more money than Faso, so that's a rare case where the incumbent is behind his challengers. This race will get national attention, and Governor Andrew Cuomo is targeting Faso for his role in the House healthcare bill, so buckle up.
Okay, let's move over to New Jersey. Democrat activists have been targeting Republicans there. How are those races shaping up?
There are three races to watch in New Jersey, and here the incumbents are ahead in the fundraising game. In fundraising terms, the closest race is the 7th Congressional District in central New Jersey. The incumbent there, Republican Leonard Lance, has raised $372,000 and has more cash on hand. Attorney Lisa Mandelblatt has raised $250,000, not quite as much, but pretty respectable. In North Jersey's 11th Congressional District, Democrats have high hopes of defeating Republican Rodney Frelinghuysen. Democrat Mikey Sherrill has a strong first quarter, but Frelinghuysen is the powerful chairman of the House Appropriations Committee and has raised four times as much money as Sherrill. And in South Jersey's 3rd Congressional District, Republican Tom MacArthur raised $750,000 from a fundraiser hosted by President Trump at his Bedminster golf course. His top challenger, Andy Kim, has raised just one-tenth as much money as MacArthur has.
Okay, WNYC's Washington correspondent John O'Connor. John, thanks so much.
Thank you.